Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
This week is National Concert Week, and our friends at Live Nation are celebrating by offering $20 concert tickets. More details are up on Cruise FM's Facebook page. Just scroll down a bit, you'll find it. Basically, up until May 7th, if you want to buy a ticket for many kick-ass Cruise concerts, I'm talking John Fogerty, Judas Priest, Bryan Adams, even the Def Leppard show, $20 tickets if you get them before May 7th. That's a steal of a deal, hey? $20 for a Def Leppard ticket? Not bad at all. I went on Saskatoon's Facebook buy and sell page to try and find things that were $20, just to give you a comparison of what you could have. Concert tickets or a mini fridge that needs a new fan? Oh, that's a hard decision right there. Would you rather have a ticket to the Judas Priest show or a fertilizer spreader that's missing a wheel? You could have a Rugrats movie on VHS for $20, or you could have John Fogerty tickets. You could have a framed picture of Lance Armstrong from the Tour de France in the early 2000s, or tickets to the Judas Priest concert. You could have a T-183 Texas Instruments calculator or tickets to the Def Leppard concert. If you pick a calculator over Def Leppard tickets, we cannot be friends. Just want to give a quick shout out to the pedestrians who show some hustle when they cross the street. I love those people. They are the real MVPs. Now, if you're a senior citizen or you're just physically unable to cross the street in a quick manner, no worries. You do you. Take your time. We're not talking about you. But to those younger people who do that walk, jog, hybrid thing when they cross the street, love it. Absolutely love it. Especially when you're waiting to turn right at a red light. And then you make eye contact with someone who's crossing the streets, and they realize that you are waiting on them, and then they start jogging across the streets. Oh, just the best. I mean, it only saves you 2.5 seconds, but the effort is greatly appreciated. Cinco de Mayo is coming up on Sunday, and some companies to kind of celebrate and promote Cinco de Mayo, they're coming out with guacamole cheese. True story, it's cheese that tastes like guacamole, or guacamole that tastes like cheese. No one really knows. This product is just, it's just one of those oh boy kind of stories, right? I mean, this did not need to happen. Guacamole cheese, why are you messing with cheese, food people? Cheese doesn't need to be messed with. Cheese is good on its own. Cheese is an all-star in the food world. It is like a first ballot Hall of Famer. You don't need to pair it with anyone else. It's fine. Same with guacamole. Guacamole doesn't really need the added benefit of cheese, but that's the food trend lately. Taking two good foods, combining them into one superfood. And that might work in basketball, like getting all the star players and putting them on one super team. Does not work for food. Two good things do not equal one great thing. For example, salmon, great. Peanut butter, great. Together, no.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. Oh, drop my pen. Oh, where are you? Where are you? Oh, 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 am I bleeding? Yeah, I'm bleeding.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
So Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he has played 5 games with the Toronto Blue Jays now, and he has yet to record a single home run. He's hitting well, but he hasn't hit any dingers. A lot of Blue Jay fans thought he'd have like 13 home runs by now, because the expectations for this kid are astronomically high. I don't think there has been a prospect in baseball that had this much hype around him. Again, he's not playing bad. He's fielding great. He's making some great plays at third base. The dingers just haven't been there for him yet. And Jays fans are getting a little impatient. They're like, okay, Vladdy Jr., you were supposed to be the savior. You were supposed to be hitting nothing but home runs. What's the deal? He's played 5 games. Let's just cool the jets here, okay, Jays fans? He's going to be fine. People are already calling this guy a bust. Hasn't hit a home run yet? What a loser. Another bust by the Jays. It's like, okay, Kenny, you strike out in slow pitch Division C. I don't think you're allowed to say anything. Posted a story about the downtown arena on Cruise FM's Facebook page. There's a rumor that a parking lot kind of by TCU Place is one of the locations that a downtown arena could possibly be put. Now, this is all still up in the air. There are still a bunch of hoops to go through when it comes to the downtown arena, but apparently some locations are being picked and they're keeping them confidential. The one thing that people keep saying in the comments section, parking. When it comes to a downtown arena, people are very worried about parking. Where are we going to park? Downtown's going to be so busy for events. There's going to be no parking for anything. It's just going to be gross. Let's just pretend that parking would not be an issue with a downtown arena. Like they build a giant above-ground parking structure or a massive underground structure. Let's just pretend they have like a wizard that granted them a parking wish, and all the parking problems just vanished. There were no more parking problems. Would you still be opposed to the downtown arena? Because right now, it just seems like the only issue is parking. Like, 98% of the concerns are parking. Where are people going to park? How are people going to park? Our transit isn't good enough to support this downtown arena, so people will have to drive there. Where are they going to park? Let's just say the parking isn't an issue. Would you still be opposed to it? Let me know, 306-938-0963, because that's the one thing that always comes up in this downtown arena debate. Parking, parking, parking. You're probably sick and tired of this whole parking thing. Hey, it's been going on for, I don't know, about 48 years now. If you smoke darts, got some news for you. Starting in November, tobacco packaging here in Canada, it's going to change once again. No more logos or anything. Instead, the bottom fourth of a pack of darts is just going to be brown with the brand name in like Times New Roman font. And that's it. That's all that's going to be on the bottom fourth of cigarette packages. You're not allowed phrases or logos or anything like that. So no, just the brand name in a normal font and that's it. And then the rest of the package is going to be that warning label that shows you the side effects of smoking and using tobacco. I think we all know those warning labels, hey? And those warning labels work. Like, I know a lot of people who have quit smoking because they couldn't stand looking at a pack of darts with some of the stuff that they put on there. Some of my buddies, though, they kind of have a system to beat that. Instead of buying a certain brand of cigarettes, they will buy the brand of cigarettes that has the least gross image on the pack of darts. So they'll go to the convenience store and be like, yeah, I'll have a pack of players, please. Oh, never mind. It's the one with the teeth. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Give me another brand. What else do you got? They can't take the one with the teeth where it's all yellow and gross like that. The other one is the eye. You know, the one with the eye and the needle is going in there. I was with my buddy. He was buying some smokes and he's like, ooh, you know what? I can't take this one. No, give me another pack. Do you have the one with the black lung on it? Yeah, I'll take that one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.